Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there's nothing like a walk on the beach or listening to the seagulls at the ocean from a beach house. And we want to welcome you here today to Beach House Radio from the Spiritual Garden. God's Spiritual Garden grows many things. And I'm Sandy Winnett, and I'm your host here on the show today. And we've got our co-host here with us today, who we want to welcome. And go ahead and tell us your name, young lady.
Hello, my name is Natasha.
Well, I'm real glad you popped by, because Anne Marie, who's usually on the show, is not here today. She's actually traveling. And so, and I just want to say to everyone, for those that, of you that may come into the chat room, or Anne Marie takes care of the chat room, and like I say, she's not here today. But if you're coming in later, and maybe you're just downloading the show at a later time, Natasha happened by and was in the queue, and it was like just one of those things. And I said, well, today's show's about weddings. And she said, well, and that's what I want to talk about too. But she also was here to talk about the psychic side of things. So this is going to be a real interesting show. And first of all, I just want to go forward and say I've been in the wedding industry the majority of my life, up until 2006. And I've been in the wedding industry, but I'd also been in the psychic industry. So on my journey, I was doing all kinds of entertainment in the psychic world. It started out in 1980, and it was just filled. My weekends were filled. My nights were filled with classes and metaphysics. But I also worked for a hotel part-time and was doing weddings and out-on-location weddings and seminars and wedding shows and conventions that would come in. And one thing led to another, and I wound up married to a man that also owned a wedding business. And it just kind of flourished and just kept going all those years. So I usually kind of do different shows, one or the other, but I thought, well, today since Natasha popped in, we might as well just keep her on the show here if she wants to stay, and we're going to actually combine those two together for an interesting topic. Now, because we are in the summer and summer weddings, I certainly want to give you brides that may come into this, because after the show I'll go in and type in what we've talked about on this particular show since we kind of changed it a little bit. But for those of you who are looking for wedding information and those kind of things, you can go to thespiritualgarden.com, and you actually can see old shows there. And there's probably some of my old wedding shows are listed on that page that says the older shows. And that'll make it easy for you to just find them right in that area. Well, you know, Natasha, when we were talking just briefly a while ago, I know that you have some questions for me about marriage and everything, and about what you actually want in the sense of your relationship. And I do that kind of counseling, of course. But over here on what this show is about today, when you think of your wedding, did you have a particular time of the year that you would want to get married?
You know, I'm kind of open to any time, actually, but spring sounds really good.
So you might be looking then spring of, and for the brides that might be listening now, or young ladies that are dating and getting engaged or wondering at what's going to happen, I can tell you right now, if you're projecting ahead, you might want to look at, if you like Valentine's and moving from that point on, certainly spring and the energy for love and romance in 2014 is going to be amazing, because Valentine's falls on 2014, February 14th, is going to be big. So you're certainly going to want to take a look at that, because people look at the numbers when you think of February 14th, 2014. Brides and grooms do look at the date that will be written on their marriage license. And a lot of people actually pick dates for such reasons or anniversary dates. So I want you to have that information as you go forward, and for our listeners as well. If you are looking at a spring wedding, you are looking at the options of cost. I can tell you right now, with all my years and after owning a business, and when I say own a business, I'm talking about a wedding chapel, reception hall, outdoor weddings, indoor weddings. I did the honeymoons, you name it. There wasn't anything that we did not do. It was literally weddings from A to Z, quite frankly, for 250 guests. So that was a pretty busy schedule most of the time. But one of the things that you will save money on, if, for anyone that's just looking, the chapels are kind of expensive. I'm not going to tell you they're not. They're private. It's the person who wants to kind of have a church setting, but the church isn't going to let you kind of take over and do it that, you know, just that way. And not everybody's of the same religious group. So the chapel is kind of like the middle of the road that says, here, everybody's welcome under one spiritual umbrella. And you usually can bring your own catering. You have a lot of flexibility that you don't have necessarily with a hotel. So that's what makes it popular. But you do pay a little bit more. If you, yet, I can tell you my own, even though I worked and owned my own, but I also worked for Embassy Suite Capistrano's. And the catering department, if you're looking for a wedding, you're going to want to look for the catering departments and for the wedding coordinators in those hotels, because that's where you're really going to get a good deal. You're going to have the best of the catering, and you know, whether you're planning a wedding for 50 guests or 250 guests, you still go through all the same steps. It doesn't matter. What costs you the money is all the guests that you invite, because you're paying for each head, each person, each their person being there, whether it's for their alcohol drinks or for the buffet or for sit down. And of course, they take up more space, and so that's really why the amounts of the bill go up. But usually, you can book your place if you go into a nice hotel. We'll just say you're going to an embassy today. If you're going to an embassy suite, you have an appointment with a wedding coordinator. They're going to show you the property, and you want to ask for the least expensive menu. That's where you want to start. I want a buffet, least expensive menu. What do most people do? That way you know exactly what the foundation is, bottom line is, this is what you have to spend for a wedding and reception on a Saturday night, okay? Once you have that, you can always build on top of that. You can add a carving station. You can add a bar. They're going to have a basic, and that's the place to start and build from there, because, you know, sometimes mom and dad chip in too, and they can always add to these other things, or maybe you have the extra money come along for you to build something bigger. Buffets are real popular in Texas. When you go a little bit more north, you're going to have more sit-down dinners, and that's more by head. You have to have that certain number. So those are things for you to take a look at. And also, the other thing is they usually will allow you to book it and put a certain percentage down, and then you have it paid for a few weeks before your event is usually how it works. So it's a real, real workable situation for most couples. So I highly recommend that. And I recommend that the Hilton properties, period. I just do. They're wonderful, okay? But I've been to the Holiday Inn, so you name it, been there. So be flexible, look around, have a budget, stay within your budget, and I know as soon as I'm saying that that's not going to happen, because there's going to be other things you're going to want. But if you can stay as close to your budget as you can, there's life after your wedding day. And so you're going to want to have money for maybe down payments on houses and things like that. So try to be a reasonable bride and plan, and also allow your fiancé to step in and also have his part of what he plans, which is usually more into the reception and the party after, those kind of things. Give him an area that you can stay out of and let him deal with it. And that way he feels like he is important, is as important as you are. And quite frankly, the wedding wouldn't be taking place if he wasn't there, so he is just as important. The other tip I want to give you is when it comes to tuxedos, when the two of you plan your event, you know, he's going to have his opinion too. You want him to look just as sharp and classy and look just as good when he steps out there at that altar with you, is what you do. So share the limelight with him. Encourage him to be in the limelight with you. That always makes for a better family and a balanced bride and groom that everybody will be talking about after the event, and you want them to say nice things about both of you and how you interacted as a newly married couple. So these kind of things, kindness, morals, ethics, just being respectful to your guests, and those kind of things are so important, because that's what everybody's going to remember after they've left. And so the family will be, both sides of the family will be looking at you. That is the perfect time to make it just wonderful for everybody, okay? Now I'll come back over here to Natasha, who is here with me today, and who is a young lady that is also called in today, because I do, on the first Tuesday of every month, like I said, we do the free readings. People line up in the queue, and we do pop out one reading after the other, or counseling. People call in and ask us questions. about whether it's a wedding or whether it's a broken heart or somebody's broke up in a relationship, and myself and Anne-Marie answer those questions. We rotate who we're talking to. So if you're calling on first Tuesday, you're going to want to get here 10 minutes early and get in that queue so that you're assured of speaking to us, okay? But for today, Natasha was here anyway, and I decided we're just going to go with this. So Natasha, I want to come back to you, and we're going to take some time here and talk to you about your relationship, all right? And so your fiancé's name, what is his name?
Well, no, there is no one. I wanted to see if you saw that for me.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Right.
Okay, so you want...
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Okay, so let's go a different direction. Here's what we'll do. We're going to change gears now, and we spent 10 minutes over here talking in the wedding, so what we're going to do is we'll come in here and probably talk about this for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll shift back over to the weddings as we go out the other side. Yeah. So let's take a look at your life. What month were you born in? What's your birthday?
July 28th.
And what year were you born?
71.
And when I take a look at you, I'm taking a look at business. If you're not involved in anybody with anybody right now, if you are not in love, if you have nothing in your head, nothing in your heart, the people you have been involved with are from the past. You know what you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you don't want. But you're turning around and you're looking at your future. I tend to go into 2013, honey. 2013. And I'm looking at the springtime of 2013, but not for marriage. I'm looking at that more about I'm in a relationship. Now, could that happen before the end of this year? Yes, ma'am, it can. Okay? As a matter of fact, I was looking a little bit more to October, November, something in there. If there's any kind of event or someone else is having anything social in the family, highly recommend you don't stay home. Please go be active. All right? If you are not dating or these kind of things, my feeling with you and your energy field just so goes towards the business end. I've got to ask you, are you trying to make a change in career or are you working right now?
I am in school educating.
And what is your career goal?
It is psychology.
All right. Well, that's a perfect place to be. And, I mean, psychic psychology is going to be a thing of the future, my gosh. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So to be, a matter of fact, there's a few psychologists and psychotherapists and things like that actually that are and have, over, I would say, the last 10 years in particular, but certainly the last 7 years, definitely have come into the psychic arena. I want you to know that. And so to me, for you to be doing something like this, is an excellent place to be because the crossing over of these worlds of everything that's mental seem to be all going in all these different directions. So I think this is a good learning tool for you, quite frankly. All right?
Okay.
Because you have to have it. If you're going to be a psychologist, a professional psychologist out there, I can tell you right now that the more you know about the psychic world, the easier it's going to be to deal with the people because so many people do go to psychics for help. That's a fact.
Yes.
It is just a fact. And so for you to be in both worlds and with respect of both worlds, I think it's going to enhance your career. That's my feeling. But when I think of relationships and just the simple part of the relationship for you, I feel like you could have somebody with you, and I do believe you could be in an upstanding relationship, you know, this year. But you know what? I still feel you're going to meet somebody next year. I just do. When do you graduate anyway?
I have another 2 years.
So you have 2 years, which would put you in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're looking at? 2015?
Yes.
So do you go to school full time?
About there, yeah.
Yeah. So because when I'm looking at that, I'm going, you know, would you marry before you graduated? Maybe. The right man, you would.
Yes.
But you'll be in a serious relationship. Now, I'm also a chaplain, and I perform lots of ceremonies and have in my life. I don't want to say this to you, and I'm the first one to tell any couple. Mm-hmm. Anybody going in the area of love relationship, not everybody gets married. A lot
right.
of people, not today, in today's society, okay? So many people do things different. Maybe they get wills done. They draw up their own paperwork. They have weddings. But they don't all go to the courthouse to get a license is what's happening today. Couples spend time together, they live together, they have families, and some of them do choose to get married. But I would say there's a larger number of people that have their own personal paperwork drawn up. And I think that's something for you to look at, okay, mm-hmm. as you go forward, and certainly knowledge for you to have. Now, it's interesting. I did feel like a younger person also. So, you know, a lot of women get married because, or don't get married, I want to say corporate business women, a lot of that has changed as well. People are not necessarily getting married, and they're not necessarily getting married to have a baby. Women have babies nowadays because they want to have a baby.
Right.
Or some of it's an act. Go ahead.
Did you see that? Is that what you see? Do you see me having a child?
Yes, I felt a child with you. That's the reason I was going in that direction. I don't know if you heard me, but I kind of felt a child or something there. So to me, if you are looking at that corporate women, and to me you're kind of corporate woman, you know, you certainly are. You maybe haven't graduated yet, but you're a corporate lady, all right? You're going to be a business professional woman in the medical field. The world of psychology to me is a medical field, all right? So when I look at that and I see you as a business professional woman, and because we're combining these shows, I want to bring to the listeners that are out there that what's new and what's going on for these women that are going to be listening. There are going to be women that are going to listen to this in the sense that are going, I don't know if I'm ever going to get married. What do? I thought I'd be married and have a husband, and then I'd have a baby. But that's changed. Now I've got a baby, or maybe I want a baby, but I don't know that I want one of these men. You know, if I meet one, great, but I really do want to have a baby. And are women doing that? And the answer is yes. And they're choosing to raise children on their own because the today's young woman in business and professional woman that is sometimes 37, I would say 37 to 45, has had a wonderful career, been to all kinds of weddings, turns around and looks and says, you know what? I haven't had my baby yet, and I want my baby. And that's when those decisions are made.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, too, because I feel like, okay, it's about time for me to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick up the sex of the child I would have?
Well, I would say that when I thought about you with a baby, I did wonder about a little boy. But let me tell you something. Whatever you have, honey, is fine. Sometimes when something comes in psychically, it has to do with what you want, and sometimes it has to do with what you got. I got three grandkids, and two of them I called right, and one I didn't, okay? You know, and one of them I was carrying, and a nurse told me I'm much, much older than you. Mine are all adult kids. But I remember when I had my son, the doctors, the nurses, and everybody said I was going to have a girl. And I thought, gee, I think I'm going to have a boy, but no, I guess not. It's a girl. Well, they didn't have the sonograms and all that back then in the same way, okay? And because he's almost 45, so... So during that time frame, when all this was going on, when I was in labor, the nurse that came in to take care of me right at the end, she said, well, honey, you're going to have a boy. I said, you're kidding. Everybody said it's a girl. She said, uh-uh. She said, this is a boy. I know. Sure enough, I had a little boy. So sometimes what you know on a psychic level and what you feel are not always the same thing. And I want you to have this. I want you to kind of, you know, since you're going in these kind of psychic directions yourself in your own career, really, I think these kind of things will help you even to learn. But, yes, it's easy to see you with a child, honey. All right.
Yeah.
Do you already have a child?
I do have a child, and I have a boy.
Okay. I wondered about that because, I mean, I thought, because we were talking about it, like, would you? And I'm going, well, why do I feel it pretty strong? I kind of wondered if you had one already. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, in the other side of the intuitive side of all of that, when you have a baby, when you get married, and we're talking about weddings here today at the beach house and talking about weddings and babies and the psychic sense of it. Well, what's the psychic sense out there, ladies? It's about if you're going to get married and if you haven't had a baby, and you decided, well, no, I'm having my baby after I get married, then by all means, that's your instincts. When you have a baby, you are carrying your child at the most intuitive time of its life. It's right there when it's inside of you. And if you keep that alive, then that child will be very, very psychic, and you'll have what's called a psychic child. Because instincts are what psychic ability is about. It's nothing to be afraid of. It never was anything to be afraid of. Natural instincts are something we all have. And the more that people learn about it, the more they accept it, the more psychics you have working. Because that just tells you people are not near as afraid of it as they used to be. And the only reason people were ever afraid of it to begin with is because society and small groups before technology, everybody, it was like a secret thing. Well, now it's not a secret anymore. And now people understand what it really is. It's a God-given gift, just like you having blue eyes or brown eyes, whatever it is, or the tone of your voice, whether you're a singer or you're not. But if you have a mega dose of instincts, then you would be called psychic. And so whether you use them professionally, like what I do in my field and have for so many years, or whether you very simply just choose to be a surgeon and use them that way, or a football player on the field, and you've got to use those fast instincts to make the right decisions, you're going to use them one way or the other. Yeah, isn't that right? Don't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, it is. It's true. You're going to use your instincts in any field of whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter. But if you do choose to take it as a career and you're doing readings every single day of your life, then you're exercising your mind in a very different way than what someone else might, because you're doing it with the intent and purpose, and you know what you're doing. You're not doing it haphazardly, if you will.
Right.
You're going to use your instincts. Yeah, you're going to use your instincts one way or the other, just like that baby as it's sucking its thumb. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question. The gentleman that you see for long-term or marriage with me, is there anything you can tell me about?
Yeah, yes, but I don't want to influence you with it. I don't want you to do what you want to do. But I felt a professional man. And I use that word professional because I feel this professional surge with you. And I just can't imagine you staying with someone that was not someone that you would say equally yoked with in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of someone that can sit down and talk business with you, when you think of the partner that you can be with that, you know, you can run around, you be okay, you don't have to argue all the time and debate. When you get into a relationship and you reach that place where you feel comfortable, that, yeah, we're a team, and you know it, that's when you are with someone that you're more equally yoked with. People ask all the time about soulmates, and when am I going to meet my soulmate? Then I would say look in the mirror. Because are you ready to meet your soulmate? Do you want somebody like yourself? Because if you don't, you need to get to work. And that has to do with your spiritual side. Because you want to be at the right place when you meet someone that you know you want to spend the rest of your life with. Because that's a major step.
Yeah.
And people, you know what I'm saying? So it's one thing to say I want it. It's another to live it. And there's a big difference. And so, but for you, what I was looking at was something more on a professional scale. And it's, I don't know, I just see you have a sense of humor, even though we haven't seen that. We're not doing a sense of humor thing here on the show, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of get that you do. I feel like when you're in the right arena with the right person, you would be extremely happy and content. I feel like you would have 1-2 children possibly. You know, if you want, do you have more than 2 children now?
No.
So you have the boy? You have the one boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the only one you've got right now. And how old is your boy?
He's 9.
He's 9. Okay. Well, if you've got a 9-year-old, he's going to dominate anyway, okay, in the sense of what mom's going to get to do. So there's always going to be a little bit of that. And that even ties into marriage also. And getting married or having a boyfriend even that's around, honey, because that has to do with does he accept who's there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when it ties into marriage, the one thing I would tell any couple that's getting married that have children on both sides, don't do it until you get the kids' situation straightened out, because both of your
right.
children will feel like they're losing somebody when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to worry about that. So you want to make sure you've got them feeling really secure about love and being and everybody, both sides of the family accepting that child, because y'all can be getting married and be happy, but your child can feel very left out and lonely, and that is not how you want to go forward with your life. So there's a lot of things about getting married that needs to be looked at that most people just only look at the party, you know what I'm saying, Natasha? So I'm glad that you were here today, because this helps to bounce things off in a lot of different ways, which I don't usually have, by the way. Usually do my wedding shows all by myself.
Yeah.
Just giving hot tips on how to, you know, hot glue this or that if you're doing it yourself, or how to have a wedding cake, and does your fiance get to have a wedding cake? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
All those kind of topics, but we'll do that another week. Yeah, but I've enjoyed having you here today. But do you have some other questions? So we've got 4 minutes, about 3 minutes here.
Yeah. Well, let's pop it in here.
Let's just go for this. Come on.
Do you have a description of what this gentleman looks like by any chance?
I did feel he had dark hair and dark eyes, but I felt a distinguished kind of guy. And I actually wondered, quite frankly, and you said, no, we weren't looking at anybody from your past. But I thought it interesting. I thought, okay. Well, I do feel a new man, but sometimes, okay, if there's enough time that passes, a man from your past can come back into your life further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you should go back to him. But I did wonder at one point if you weren't going to have an encounter from someone from your past, and maybe that gets out of the way, and then you can make some decisions. So
okay.
I don't know.
So are you saying the new guy is from the past?
Not 100%. I felt very strongly that there was someone from your past, though, that was going to come back in. And when you ask about a description, I kept going to feeling something there. But you said there wasn't anybody in your past that you have any feelings for. What about your son's dad? So, I mean, I don't go there. If you say no, I don't even bother, you know. But
not
I was,
even
yeah, I was like, no, we're pushing everything aside. But will you love again? Yes. Is there a possibility of you having a child again? If you don't do anything to keep yourself from having a child, I would have to say yes to that.
Okay.
I think you're beautiful. I think you'll have the kind of career that's going to be successful. I think you will be working with some other therapists, though. I tend to see you in a group, okay, as we just kind of wind down the minutes here. It's going to see you. I see you in a group of what I believe could be psychiatry, quite frankly. I'm not going to close the door on that, okay?
Okay.
So if we think of, I don't know, a psychiatric hospital or something like that, could you get involved with a group and maybe even helping teenagers, you know, that have to be hospitalized because they're out of control or taking drugs or whatever? I won't close those doors down because, quite frankly, I think you'd be good in that, you know?
Okay.
You've still got a ways to go, but I say keep the doors open is what I would say to you at this time, all right? And I think as far as man, one of the things we didn't talk about, and I'm going to touch on it, since you're kind of, you know, doing your own thing, taking care of your child, going to school, doing these things, I don't see any reason for you to not be dating. I don't think you need a man. You might want one once in a while, and I don't see any reason for you to not be going forward and have a life for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We got that little 90-minute warning right there. And so for those of you who are listening to this, or I see somebody else popped in on the screen here, and this was a 30-minute show today on weddings, but also on a little bit of the psyche. We popped it in here, but I don't have time to take any more calls. But I do want to thank you, 678, for being here. And be sure and be here the first Tuesday of the month and get in the queue early if you'd like. We got a 60-second warning now. We definitely have got to walk back out onto the beach to just thank everybody for being here. And for those of you who are going to, you know, take a look at the show, download it later, this is Sandy Lynette from the Spiritual Garden at the Beach House here, Beach House Radio, with Natasha today. So we just decided to keep her on the show and help us out a little bit. Natasha, I just really want to thank you as we're counting down in like 30 seconds here.
I want to thank you
for being here. And, honey, if there was any one thing, put the lady in the mirror first, okay? Put yourself first and your child. The right man will come along, and you go ahead and be looking at those wedding magazines and planning what you want, because the time will come. All right. Yeah, we want to say goodbye to everybody. Natasha, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
All right. God bless everybody. Have a good day. Bye-bye. See you next Tuesday.